How to Handle Puppy Whining the Right Way. Introduction to How to Handle Puppy Whining the Right Way. As a puppy owner, there will be times when your little one will whine in protest at something you are doing. To a certain extent, this is to be expected, as they are still learning how to communicate with you and other family members. However, if this behavior becomes excessive or distressing, you should try to address it as soon as possible. The good news is that there are many simple techniques you can employ to prevent puppy whining from becoming a habit. Puppy whining can be a sign of the dog's distress or a sign of excitement. On the online forums for dog owners, it is also the most talked about topic. In the long run, it's better to address this problem now rather than ignoring it and having it get out of control. Firstly, it's important to remember that puppies whine for different reasons. In the first weeks of life, a puppy whines to stimulate its mother to produce milk. After that, a puppy will often whine when it needs to go to the bathroom, and it will whine when it's in pain. However, puppies also whine out of boredom or simply to get attention. Whatever the reason, whining is a very common behavior in puppies and is often a difficult one to handle. If you have a puppy, then you probably know that the pup will whine when he wants something. The whining can be annoying, especially when it happens in the middle of the night. But it is a puppy, after all, so don't be too hard on him. However, you still need to teach your puppy the proper way to communicate. Why is my puppy whining? Is your new puppy whining day and night? Like raising a new baby, puppies cry and whine to communicate their thoughts and feelings with their new family. Unfortunately, they don't speak the same language as their human roommates, so to get their point across, you'll hear a lot of dogs whimpering, whining, yelping, and even crying. As much as you love the newest addition to your family, it's very frustrating to listen to a puppy whining all day, or even worse, throughout the night when you wanted to rest from your busy day. After days of this behavior, everyone in your house ends up tired and stressed out, and no one wants that. The first step to correct the dog whimpering is to identify what is making your dog whine. Once you know what he's trying to communicate, you will be able to help your pup learn to stop. There are a few reasons why your dog might be whimpering. She needs a potty break. She wants your attention. She feels isolated or fearful. She is experiencing discomfort. You can prevent your pup's isolation whining by helping her learn to love her crate. Your puppy needs to feel happy and safe in her crate since it's going to be her home in your home for quite a while. Take your time getting your puppy acclimated to it. Making her initial experiences with the crate positive will help decrease your puppy's help, "This place is scary" whining. Give your pup ample opportunity to explore the crate and make sure to have tiring play sessions before you plan to crate her. Teach her those good things that happen inside, like her meals and treat stuffed toys, so that she looks forward to crate time. Many pups whine at night when crated, so it's tempting to put your puppy's crate at the far end of the house to avoid the ruckus. Unfortunately, doing so might lead to major potty training problems. Most young pups can't hold it for the entire night, and if you're not able to hear your puppy's whining when she needs to go out, she'll be forced to soil inside her crate. This negates the reason for using a crate, since puppies should never relieve themselves in their den. Keeping your pup's crate in your bedroom or very close to it will allow you to hear her when she needs a midnight potty break. Plus, being near you at night can prevent fear and isolation from whining. Your pup might stop playing with you and whine to signal that she needs to go out for a potty break, but be aware that if she's resorting to whining, an accident is imminent. A young, active puppy that's running around needs to be taken out more frequently, possibly as often as every 30 to 45 minutes. It's best to be proactive with your potty trips instead of waiting for a telltale whine. Crated pups can hold it for slightly longer periods, and you can calculate approximately how often your crated puppy will need to go outside to relieve herself by taking her age in months and converting it to hours. That means a crated 10-week-old puppy can hold it for about 2 hours max, and slightly longer at night. How to handle your puppy's whining? There's a fine line between being an attentive puppy parent and giving in to your pup's every whimper. You need to learn to distinguish between true something's not right cries and typical I'm not happy cries. For example, if your pup whines the second you close the door to the crate and you're sure she's empty, your best bet is to ignore her initial protest and give her time to settle down. You can encourage wine-free time by giving your pup something to keep her occupied, whether she's in her crate and settling down for a nap, or just hanging out near you as you watch TV. Treat-stuffable hard rubber toys will encourage her to focus on unpacking the goodies rather than crying for your attention. Remember, the behavior that is rewarded will be repeated, so if you check in with your puppy every time you hear her whine, she's likely to continue the whine for attention strategy. A whine might alert you to your puppy's need for something, but you must help your puppy understand that quiet works even better to get you to do things for her. If your puppy whines at you because it's dinner time, wait for a moment of silence before you put the bowl down for her. If she screams with excitement because you just got home and you're about to let her out of the crate, wait for a moment when she's quiet before you open the door. Attention-seeking and demand whining are pushy behaviors, so always think about what you might be accidentally encouraging before you give in to them. Whines and whimpers are a normal part of puppyhood, but it's up to you to determine just how long they stay in your puppy's communication repertoire. When puppies whine at night. 9 times out of 10, puppy whining is based on anxiety. She's unhappy at being confined. She's missing her littermates. It's dark and she's alone for the first time in her life. Puppies are less likely to whine, bark, or cry in distress if they sense your presence. We know dogs are very social, and being isolated in another room is very upsetting to a new puppy. She'll be much happier and quieter, knowing you're close. Puppies are less likely to whine, bark, or cry in distress if they sense your presence nearby. Keeping your puppy's crate right next to your bed is helpful for the first few nights when she'll be extra worried about this big change in her little life. This way she can smell you and hear you. How to soothe a whining puppy at night. When she whines at night, you can hang an arm over the side of the bed to let her sniff and lick your fingers. If she doesn't settle down, and you know she doesn't need to go to the bathroom, a rap on the crate to get her attention with a firm no should do the trick. The main thing is to reassure her that she's not alone. An old trick that still works well is to wrap a ticking alarm clock in a towel for your puppy to sleep with. The noise is soothing and is said to remind the puppy of another dog's heartbeat. When puppies whine during the day. What if your puppy whines at other times of the day? First, remember that this is the only way he knows to communicate with you. Is he trying to get your attention? Is he cold, or hot, or left alone too long? Is he bored? Is he full of energy and wanting to play? Does he need to go to the bathroom? Is he uncomfortable or in some sort of pain? Determining the cause of your puppy's whining is important because you want to be sure he's not in any physical discomfort. How to stop whining? If your dog is whining excessively, it's best to try and learn the reason before you try to address the behavior. Some people don't mind a little whining now and then, whereas others can barely tolerate it and consider any amount of whining to be excessive and annoying. The good news is that you can train your dog to whine less or perhaps not to whine at all. Pay close attention to the sound of your dog's whining and any other behaviors that accompany it. Over time, you may notice different pitches and volumes of whines for different reasons. For example, you may become familiar with the "I want something and I'm bored" whines. Then, when you hear a distinctly different whine, this may help you to determine that the cause is actually stress or pain. Approach your dog carefully and handle it gently if the whining seems to be due to stress or pain. If so, the whining can escalate and even develop into aggression. Look at the situation objectively and go through the potential reasons for the whining before you decide how to proceed. Never punish or yell at your dog for whining, as this may make a fearful or anxious dog become even more so and can lead to aggressive behavior. If your dog seems fearful, anxious, or otherwise stressed out, try to find the source of the problem. Many fears and phobias can affect dogs. If you're able to determine the reason, you may be able to work on training and desensitizing your dog to overcome its fear. Give your dog what it wants under certain circumstances. For example, if your dog is whining to go outside for a potty break, it's better to leash it up or let it out rather than reinforce indoor elimination behaviors. Avoid unintentionally encouraging your dog to whine. If you're quite certain your dog wants something like attention or food, redirect it to another behavior before giving in. Ideally, get your dog to quietly sit or lie down, then reward it with attention and praise or a treat. Don't give in immediately to your dog's want as this